Let's talk about L. Siegel Community of Agencies. Tom O'Connor, the president over there. How you doing?
Good morning, Dino. Great to see you. I'm doing great.
Good to see you, Tom. How'd you get through the pandemic? I haven't really had a chance to see you. I think the last time I saw you was like the golf tournament or something.
Yeah, we are, you know, I think like everyone, we're starting to sense that we're reemerging. And this has been an incredible year in terms of some of the challenges, particularly for families, you know, that are used to routines and the need for routines, especially with kids with special needs. So much has been disrupted through this pandemic. So many mental health issues that are now coming to the forefront, or were coming to the forefront even throughout. But services are starting to come back. We had a lot of creativity from our agencies in terms of the services that they were providing, doing that remote, doing it with telehealth services. Being able to do hybrid models where, you know, in the education side of things, being able to have kids participating both in a, you know, in a virtual environment, but also in person for those that could do it. And then obviously, you know, keeping our facilities safe for all visitors. Our facilities remained open. We had essential service providers throughout. So we kept the facilities open. We did a number of HVAC improvements and, you know, all the things that we needed to do in terms of physical distancing and mask wearing and so forth. But, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, we're starting to feel like things are coming back. The buildings are starting to fill up. Services are certainly amplifying and lifting. And, you know, I'm optimistic that this is going to be a much better summer for all the agencies at L. Siegel.
Yeah, I'm done with these virtual events.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's probably a couple more out there we're going to be doing, but
I think we're all a little weary of the screen time, and I think we all we realize how much we need to be in front of each other, right?
We still have to Zoom every morning here, so I've had enough of that.
Yeah.
So actually, too, we talked about the umbrella of agencies underneath the L. Siegel umbrella. It grew too. You Starbridge, right?
Yeah. Our first member agency in 34 years. So Starbridge, who had been an affiliate agency with us and had leased some space on our Wolk campus.
I was going to say they're right on the campus anyways, right?
Yeah, they are. They've been with us for a number of years and had moved into an affiliate status, which put them in a place to participate with our agency directors meetings and some of the collaborative things we do together. And then their executive director, Colin Garwood, said, you know, we'd really like to elevate our profile even more, strengthen our partnership and relationship. And they moved into the level of member agency. Our board voted on that. Their board voted on it as well. So that what that does for us is it gives them a seat on the L. Siegel board. So they've got representation there. And then we continue to do fundraising and marketing and philanthropic support things for them as well. So that makes seven member agencies now, two affiliate agencies. And then we have about 14 other agencies that we refer to as neighbors who take advantage of our quality space below market rates for nonprofits, particularly those who are providing space or, excuse me, services for people with special needs.
So you guys are right over there near Highland Park. You got a lot of space over there.
Yeah, so that's what most people know of as the original campus, right? Uh-huh. The L. Siegel Center, that's really how it started back in 1968 when that building opened. But it's expanded over the last 50 years. We've got six campuses, 20 buildings.
Wow.
So we've got a footprint throughout Rochester, and we continue to look for opportunities to grow that as well.
And how many people are served on all these campuses and these locations and agencies?
Yeah,
and stuff?
So collectively with all the agencies combined, there's over 55,000 children and adults that are served by these agencies. And
wow.
They retain their independence. They all have their own executive directors, their own budgets. But we collaborate and believe in the mission of achieving more together.
Right. Yeah, it's a community, right?
Absolutely.
It takes a village.
That's right.
something like
a very
that.
Very large one. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big village. No, I've known Colin for a long, long time too, and I used to do stuff when they were the LDA.
Yes. Right.
You know?
Yeah. So they've got a great reputation for advocacy, and they were the Learning Disability Association, LDA,
right,
merged with the Advocacy Center, and then by putting those two agencies together became Starbridge. But yeah, Colin is well thought of, well respected in the nonprofit circle, and he's got a terrific organization who do great services.
You have a ton of great people. Speaking of, how many people do you employ? Take care of, but how many do you employ?
Yeah, so one of the things I like to clarify for folks is that Al Siegel is actually a fairly small agency. We employ less than 50 when we look at the facilities and our administrative and the foundation. Foundation raises the funds to support the member agency work. But collectively, when you take all the agencies together and you look at all of their different staffs, again, independent mm-hmm. budgets, and so forth, there's thousands of employees when
there's
you look at it that
way. Right. Yeah, when you're servicing 55,000 people.
Exactly.
So, how do we raise these funds, Tom?
Great question, Dino. Great question.
Are we golfing?
Yeah, we're going to do some golfing. We do a lot of different events throughout the year. And even in, emerging from last year, we did a number of events where we still were able to do things in person.
We were able to sneak the golf tournament.
Yep, we were able to do the golf tournament. We did fine tastings in a hybrid format last year as well. And we're gonna go back at it this year. And we've got a full slate for golf. We're coming up. Golf tournament will be at Midvale. It's our Al Siegel Sports Classic. That takes place at Midvale on June 14th. We've got individual tee times, so folks, we won't go off in a group, which will allow us to be physically distanced. And then we're working on a social hour after the event outside in the tent behind the club.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking to be able to bring folks together there outdoors, keep everybody safe, but get a chance to say hello to friends again and welcome people back into the fold.
I just saw something on the news, I think it was this morning too, where they're saying the outdoors really does make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really does help.
I think that's one of the things is we're looking at the summer and our planning for events. We've got as I mentioned, the golf tournament. We've got a fundraiser that'll come up on July 31st. That's a Saturday. It's a kind of a pop-up fundraiser that we'll do at our Wolk campus that'll all be outside as well. And then we've got a tennis tournament that'll take place at the Tennis Club of Rochester on August 14th, and that'll also be outdoors. So that'll be our approach for the summer to keep people engaged but safe by being outside.
Didn't you used to do the tennis and the golf at the same day or something like that?
Yes,
right?
We did.
It was a big thing, right?
Yeah, we would do tennis typically on the weekend, and then we'd roll right into golf on Monday, and then we'd bring everybody together for a big dinner afterwards. Obviously, the pandemic has kind of changed the approach to some of this. So we've separated the tennis and golf, but what we're working on now is that social hour. We'll invite our tennis folks to participate, and then we'll figure out another way to bring our golfers together with the tennis players later in the summer as well.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned the fine tastings.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been our MC forever of
that. Yeah,
doing a fantastic job. Fine tastings will take place Wednesday, September 22nd at Locust Hill Country Club. Okay. And this is just one of those events. Al Siegel doesn't typically do, or we're not known for doing a gala.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our way to kind of showcase some of the great foods, vendors, spirits, and different entertainment things that happen here in our community. It's a gathering of our closest friends, and we usually have a rock solid night at Locust Hill.
That's always a nice event. So let's talk about some of the people that you service. You're talking about small children all the way to adults.
Sure. Yeah. So the thing I like to, I try to make sure that people really understand. So Al Siegel provides the spaces. We provide support from a marketing and a fundraising standpoint, but we provide high quality space, gymnasiums, office space, classroom space, warm water therapy pools. And the agencies, CP Rochester, EPI, Medical Motor Service, the National MS Society, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and Starbridge, those are our member agencies. And they provide the direct services.
Gotcha.
So they, in each one of those agencies, for instance, Medical Motor Service provides transportation. It may sound pretty straightforward based on the name, but prior
it's
to pandemic,
special transportation,
specialized
sometimes.
Non-emergency transportation. Yes, and you're in an organization such as Medical Motor Service, for instance. Prior to the pandemic, they were doing 500,000 trips a year.
Wow.
So, and then in the pandemic, they started to do food distribution, started to do vaccine trips. So they've continued to find different ways to be creative, much like all the other agencies in this pandemic. We've had to pivot, adjust our services, and think differently about the things we can do to help the community. But CP Rochester, for instance, has a main campus on our Winton campus. They provide PT services, OT services. They've also got a dayhab program. And then they've got a what we call the Augustine Children's Center, which is a pre-K program where kids who are considered mainstream are mm-hmm. also in class with kids who have special needs. It's a very successful program. And it's just one example of the types of services that are provided there.
Wow. So what other challenges do you see down the road? Like, now, I thought when you did Just One back in February, which is it's a brilliant thing every year. Everybody knows Just One is coming in February. How did that go?
Just One went phenomenally well this year. We're still...
Were you surprised?
Yeah, we were, honestly. We were very surprised and we're pleasantly, we were thrilled with the response. Just One is one of those campaigns that we've always felt, the beauty of it is you're asking for just $1, right?
Yeah.
And we're not greedy about it. We're grateful for everyone that comes in. And of course, we're lucky that, that some folks make gifts that are more than a dollar. But this year for us, was the highest return we've had in over 10 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. I think there's a number of reasons for it, but I think people sense that, there's a lot of need and there's just not enough supports for all the services that are taking place right now.
I think people's empathy levels are higher now.
I agree. I think we've all understood how important it is, particularly being isolated or having to work remote, not being able to see family and loved ones the way that we're used to, not being able to participate in things the way we want and feel included. We've always been about inclusion at Al Siegel, and I think people recognized the struggles across the board for our community as we start to emerge from this pandemic. But people were extremely supportive and helpful. It was awesome.
That's great. That's a wonderful thing. What else can we touch on? We're almost out of time here. Anything else you want to tell us that's up and coming with Al Siegel?
Yeah. We've got, we've mentioned some of the summer events. We've also, we're out right now in advance starting to raise funds for our walkabout, which you're very familiar with. But our walkabout this year will take place at Eastview Mall on Sunday, October 24th.
It's in my calendar.
Yep. And, this is one of those events where it really epitomizes what we hope to do at Al Siegel, which is to invite everybody to participate to the levels that they're comfortable. But we bring everybody together for morning, and just be able to spend time together, walk through Eastview Mall. And we sure hope we're going to get to be able to do all that in
person. I was just going to say, now, I've heard we're still going to do the car parade again, but I'm thinking maybe by October, though.
I'm hoping. I'm optimistic that by October, if we can get to the level where people are comfortable, we'll be able to do this in person. We did a car parade last year. It was it was successful, and it did what we wanted to do, which was to be able to see friends that we hadn't seen, to raise some vital funds.
And a lot of families had always counted on that.
Absolutely.
Always had a lot of fun with that in the past.
Exactly. So. And that's the thing we heard. We heard from people who said, we're just so grateful that you did something
and didn't
ask us to participate virtually necessarily.
Yeah.
And yet, that's a way that people can still stay engaged. So I don't want to dismiss that. But the reality is when we can bring people together and be, face to face and be able to, whether it's rub elbows or give a hug if people are comfortable, that's a huge part of socialization.
And all those children just dressed up, walking around the mall and stuff.
Exactly.
I know you and I always do the costume contest.
The toughest job in the world, isn't it? Well, actually, we're not the judges. So we get to introduce the costumes.
I refuse to be the judge.
It's in your contract.
Yes.
You don't have to.
Yes. All right. So tell us, how do we get all the information here to get into the golf tournament, to just know what's going on at Al Siegel?
Sure. Just you can go to alsiegel.org.
That's hard.
All the information is there. You can certainly follow us on Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media platforms as well. But alsiegel.org, we've got all the events listed. There's opportunities there in terms of being able to fill out any kind of forms that you want to participate, or if there's underwriting that you want to help support the agencies, we'd love to have it.
Are you looking for volunteers too?
Always.
I know a lot of people, one thing, a lot of people retired.
Right.
They had the opportunity, so they did it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, after you sit on the couch for a while, and if you've binged every show,
you're done with Netflix, right?
You might want to get out and stretch it.
Netflix says you've completed it. There's lots of opportunities for volunteers, and really that is one of the things at Al Siegel that I'm most just amazed by, having come from Gannett Newspapers in that environment, to see the army of volunteers who really help make everything happen. So, we're always... in the mode of, you know, recruiting for volunteers. We've always got things that folks can help with, and it's real easy to get involved that way.
Again, if your empathy levels are up there
absolutely.
And you want to utilize them.
We'd love to have you.
You guys got a space for them.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're dealing with 55,000 people annually.
Yes.
So
yeah, lots of space, lots of room, and lots of work to still do.
Tom O'Connor, president of Al Siegel Community of Agencies, thank you for stopping by. We'll see you June 14th over at Midvale for the golf tournament.
Can't wait. Glad to see you again, my friend.
alsigl.org. A-L-S-I-G-L.org. That'll do it, right?
Perfect.